Yes, he will. If you got your Bibles with you today, turn with me into John 10 and 1. St. John's Gospel 10 and 1. With the Lord's help today, I'd like to deal with lessons we learn in following our shepherd. Listen, the lessons we learn in following our shepherd. Learning to follow God's will. How many wants to be in His will?
Yeah.
That's the safest place you can be. That's where the blessings are in His will. St. John 10 and 1, Jesus speaking said, "Verily, verily," and that means truly, truly, of a truth, "I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Now, ain't that something? The shepherd's both the door, and he is the shepherd of the sheep. "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep," what?
Hear
his voice. "And he calleth his own sheep by name," and what?
Leadeth
them out. "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice."
Amen.
"And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." Look at verse 14. "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep." I know where they are. I know them. I know about them. "And am known of mine." They know me. Verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Verse 28. "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." You may be seated. Oh, God. Could we all say here today, "God, would you guide me in the small things as well as the big things?"
Yes.
"Would you teach me in the little ways, God, that are best for me as well as the big?" I tell you, I don't want to miss the Lord, do you? I don't want to get one way, one little bit, Sister Murray, right in His will. I want to stay in His will.
Right.
Don't meander from it. Stay right where God's called you. Now, the portion of scriptures that I have read to you, the shepherd's voice is mentioned 4 times. How many times God speaks to us?
Amen.
He's speaking to us. He's talking to us. Listen now. Oh, God. The word know, to perceive, is mentioned 5 times. How good is our hearing?
Right.
How good is it?
Not very good.
No, boy, I'm talking. I got a hearing aid. It's in the factory now to be reset. It went out on me. Left ear. So if you talk to me, come to my right side. Talking this ear over here. Come on. But I don't want to be dull in my spiritual hearing. I want to be so sensitive that God could come to me and whisper.
Yes.
And I would perceive it.
Yes.
Don't you think sometimes that's a reason in Psalms that the scripture says, "Be still. Be still. And know that I'm God." If we could get this to calm down, if we could get it right here, just all the racket, all the noise, all the voices, everything that goes for your attention, if we could just shut this down and be real still. Listen now, and have the Word of God. How does God speak to us? Can anybody tell me?
A small, still voice.
A still, small voice?
Through His Word.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Yes.
Inspiration in the Greek means it's God breathed. So when holy men of old spoke, and when they wrote, It was the Spirit of God breathing that anointing, that Spirit upon them, into their intellect and into their heart. That's where God speaks.
Amen.
He speaks, and we got to be sensitive to that. Be still and know that I'm God. My Lord, my Lord.
Amen.
We'll come to crossroads in our life. We'll come to times as, you know, we let flesh win over.
Fine.
Whatever the reason is, we put self in God's way.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the heart. Can you say, Lord, let me be willing in my heart, God, to listen to you?
Yes.
Holy, 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 holy.
Phew.
It's the Lord's voice that speaks to us in our inner man. God has to get past this, past our mind. He has to whisper and speak to the inner man. Are you sensitive enough to hear his voice, to perceive and know when the Spirit speaks to you? The Holy Ghost has to get past our natural hearing and speak to your very heart. How does he speak, Brother Tommy? The Lord speaks through his word and through prayer. He'll speak to you by inward intuition. Listen now, God gave me all this. I write sometimes prophetically. I just start writing. Well, now I know I type everything, but I type prophetically. I know, I feel, I sense things. I go with it, just like I'm preaching. This inward intuition is a feeling deep inside that you will have about certain things, certain people, and certain places. Inward intuition is the feeling that'll warn you to keep you safe from danger, keep you away from sin, keep you away from the old fleshly desires and the world. It'll always keep you in the right way.
Right.
God will. Hallelujah, Lord. Listen to Isaiah 30 and 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. I can hear the Lord say, stay on this path of righteousness and holiness, child. Stay right here. Right here. Right here's the way to go. You're going the right way. Don't let anybody turn you away from it. Hallelujah. How many knows this is the right way?
Amen.
This is a holy path.
Right.
Hallelujah. The ways of the world ain't in here. Thank God. If it is, it's to warn us. This is a narrow path, and a lot of people don't want it because they have to sacrifice and give up things.
Right.
Jesus wants us to live and be like he is. Lead me, Lord. Lead me in that straight and narrow way. Before we start, we all must come to the conclusion that the shepherd knows best. He knows best.
Amen. He does.
He will never lead you wrong.
Right.
Never. He'll keep you from the pitfalls. He'll keep you out of the snares. He'll keep you away from sins, grappling, magnetism that tries to pull you. God will keep you away from it. Holy Lord.
Yep.
He'll keep us from harm and a whole lot of messes if we'll learn to listen to him and take heed. If he has to chasten us and to correct us, he'll do it for our benefit spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially.
Amen.
God wants you blessed.
Amen.
God wants to prosper you. But you've got to follow him.
Yeah.
You got to be sensitive to hear his voice. To say, what you want me to do, Lord? Which way you want me to go? How do you want me to live? Hey, Lord, I want it to be well with me, don't you? I want his blessings in my life. I want to prosper in my mind, in my body. Hallelujah, spiritually, Brother Bill. I want to prosper financially. And the Lord, if we learn to listen to him and follow him. He'll instruct us how to have the blessings of God in our life.
Amen.
Yep. Hallelujah to God. God don't want you in trouble. I typed this about as fast as I go with it. He wants you blessed, and he wants you to prosper spiritually all the way around. Jesus has our best interest in mind, both in the here and now and in every tomorrow of our life till we get to heaven. He'll never let you go down a path that he himself has not trod and knows about.
That's right. Amen.
He was tempted in all points as we are.
Right.
But yet without sin. Shoo. And the Bible said that he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what bothers us. He knows what tempts us. He knows about our afflictions. He knows all about us. Our thought. He understands afar all. Thank you, Lord. He knows. And he's able to secure them that trust in him. Can you say here today, Lord, I want you to keep me.
Lord, I want you to keep me.
Don't let me mess up.
Yes.
I feel him. I feel like I'm walking with him. Don't let me ever meander out of the way.
Why?
Jesus, keep me in your holiness.
Amen.
Keep me in your righteousness.
Yes.
Keep me in the love of God. Keep me sensitive. Let me have clean hands, a pure heart, a sanctified mind, and a body that'll be pleasing to you. Raise your hand. Just say, help me, God. Help me, God. Holy, 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 holy. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow.
Right.
They are known by me. I know them.
Yeah.
God knows the way. Now listen, his sight, God's sight is far better and greater than ours.
Amen.
Where are you going with this, Tommy? God always sees the whole picture when we can't.
Amen.
Right.
God sees it. In the natural, if you don't know what's over the crest of that next hill you'll climb. You don't know going down the road what lies on the other side of the hill when you start over the top. God sees it from his throne. There's nothing hid from God's eyes. We don't know what's around the curve, the next curve in life's road, but God sees it.
Yes.
Holy Lord of heaven.
And
that's the reason. Oh God, God always sees the whole picture. We're down here. Listen, we all are down here in our own little small world, and we only can see the situations. We only see us.
On.
We only see those that's around us.
Yeah.
We're focused on our problems, our troubles, our own little world and circumstances. It's all we can see. But God sees the whole picture. Ain't you glad of that? How many can say, I know God knows where I'm at? Oh, he knows where I'm at. He sees me. His eyes are on the sparrow, and he's looking at me. Somebody get me Psalms 32 and 8. When you get it, read it. Sister Maria, would you do that? Psalms 32 and 8.
I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes.
How many knows God sees?
Yeah.
God knows what's best.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, I will instruct you.
Yeah.
I will teach you. How many know sometimes we learn the hard way?
Yeah.
Come on. If I stick my hand back in a hole and then a copperhead bites me, and I barely live over it, and I swell up, man. I'm telling you, I feel like I'm going to die. That's just like the way sin is. That's the way the devil does. You think the next time on that path, when I see a hole, I'm going to stick my hand back in it? We learn Listen now, we learn by our mistakes. You know, God will teach you. He'll act just like a little baby. He'll say, honey, you're in the kitchen right here, and I love you, little Jimmy. Oh, you're my baby. Now go in there and sit down. He goes over there at the stove, and his mommy says, now, Jimmy, don't touch that stove, son. It's red hot. It'll burn you. He's never been burned before.
That's right.
How many's ever been down this road? Well, I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Little Jimmy's never been burnt. Oh, he's inquisitive. How many knows human nature will get us in trouble?
Yeah.
Went over there. And mommy ain't looking, so we get burnt. A lot of our decisions burn us. Now, will mommy have to warn him again? That's the way the Lord is. He tries to speak to us, but he can't get us to listen to him. And we have to learn the hard way. And when we get burned, we really realize, you know, these things are dangerous.
Yep.
Let's stay away from them.
Brother Tommy, my mom was just telling me yesterday that when she was a kid, her next to the youngest brother, she said that her dad had built a log house. They were living in it, and it had a potbelly stove in it. And her next youngest brother had a piece of paper, and he took it up to that potbelly stove, and I was sticking it to that potbelly stove where it was cherry red to see if it would catch that paper on fire. And she said it caught that paper on fire, and he panicked and ran into the closet with that piece of paper burning in his hand and caught the house on fire and burned the house down.
Burned the whole house down, so all the family had to suffer over it. Did you know one person can bring chaos into a family?
Amen.
Right. Like that.
Because they won't listen.
Right. Amen.
Trouble.
Amen.
You must realize that the Lord will work for you if you'll remain honest and sincere.
Right.
If we will pray and wait on God when times are silent, pray and wait on God when we cannot see His hand moving.
Right.
You listening? He is planning and working your future out to bring you where He wants you. But you must remain sensitive and stay in His will. By human nature, we are impatient beings. And this is when the enemy works. He'll tell you, you ain't getting anywhere. Things ain't working out for you. So this is where the danger lies. Don't ever, if you don't get anything else out of this lesson right here, I want you to get this. Don't ever try to force things to make them happen.
Right.
Wait on God. Don't ever get ahead of Him. This is where people get in a mess. They rush to get, to do, to obtain. But God says, wait on me. I always know best. I know the right way. And I know the right timing. The main thing is, will you follow Him and trust Him even when things don't seem to make sense?
Amen.
Huh? Teach me, Lord. Don't rush it. Don't get ahead of God. You know, our selfish desires, honest. Sometimes people are not sensitive enough, they don't pray enough to really realize and distinguish between God's voice and the voice of their flesh. Their wants. Is God happy with what I'm wanting? Am I making the right choice? Am I doing the right thing? True, God. Listen now. There'll be many intersections that you'll come to in life. Many offers and opportunities. At times, the paths may even look promising. You better pray about every choice that you make, considering your future in mind. Where will this take me physically? Where will it take me spiritually? How will it affect me in my mind? How will my choices and the things that I decide, how will it affect me financially in my future? Always remember, stay with God, put Him first, and you will never fall. You'll never ever fail, and you'll never go wrong. You will prosper, and God promises that. Raise your hand and love Him here today. I want it to be well with me. I want it to be well with my soul. I want it to be well with my family. I want it to be well with my household and my home. I want God's hand in everything that I do.
Praise God.
The decisions we make today will affect us tomorrow.
That's right.
Keep that in mind. Everything that you allow, every decision you make, everything you go about to do, don't try to force it. Wait on God to give the okay, and you'll not miss it. Listen very close what I'm getting ready to say. Brother Tommy, you preaching that to us, I'm preaching it to myself. I've been in it over 51 years, and I can tell you, I have flubbed up. And you suffer when you miss God's perfect divine will. You'll suffer. Can anyone tell me here today, how will I know if I'm in God's will? Sister Maria said you'll have peace about it. Now listen to what I typed. There be a peace deep inside of your heart.
You know you did right.
When you're in God's will, I'm right where God wants me, and I'm happy. Yes, I got my temptations, I got my trials, and I got the afflictions that come and troubles comes, but yet down deep inside of my heart, I got a peace. Can you love Him right here? Can you love Him right here? There's a peace on the inside that you'll know you're right where God wants you. Oh, hallelujah to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You'll know it and you will feel it. How else will I know, Brother Tommy? How? You'll see things working out for you. Things will start coming together. You'll see God's hand a-working in your life, and there will be a contentment. You won't always feel like you're being pulled in pieces. You're worried and frustrated, and you're aggravated and mentally tormented. Look at it this way: you cannot push a rope. It'll wad up on you every time and get in a tangled mess. Have you ever tried to get knots out of strings and ropes? I don't know what it is. I'm telling you, Christmas lights, I run a 100-foot cord to hook up to my Christmas lights. Well, when Christmas is over, I unplug it from the receptacle over on the porch. I go out there and unplug it from the light, 100-foot long. And I take it and I just go around and around and around and put it in the basement. Next Christmas time rolls around and get that cord out. Never seen so many knots in it. Where in the world did the knots come from?
Yeah.
And I got to get this end right here and slip it back through here and back through there like that and get the other end to work on that. And finally, I get it in a line to where it'll work. Okay, when I'm in God's will, listen now. I may still have problems, but I know that God's pleased with me and there's a contentment, there's a peace in here. Thank you, Lord. You'll know it and you'll feel it. A lot of people's in complete turmoil. They're aggravated. They're angry. Nothing goes right. Everything falls apart. Don't try to rush things. Go God's way.
Amen.
Go God's way. Give your whole heart to God. Raise your hand right now. I want to give my whole heart to God. Brother Tommy, I need God's peace. I want it in my life. I want it in my mind. I want it down in my soul. I need the peace of God. Learning to find God's will for our life and to walk in it. This is what happens to many people. They have to work for the rest of their life trying to fix things because they missed the Lord. They didn't pray and they didn't do things God's way. and they're all their life trying to put the pieces back together in their life. I'm here to tell you that you can get God to help you put the pieces together.
Amen.
Can I say to us today, if you're not sure about something, stay right where you are till the Holy Ghost witnesses to you and makes things clear that you got a piece about it. So far, we've been studying on the highs and the lows of life and serving God. Every one of us have our ups and downs. We found out that there are seasons in our life that we pass through and we'll go through valleys. Oh, yeah. It's a fact that we have to. None of us are exempt. We all have our trials and temptations. We got our battles and the hard times. The psalmist David penned these words in Psalm 23 and 4. Listen, not only for himself, but for every one of us that'll read it. Can you quote the rest of it for me? Yea, though I walk
through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
How many wants to learn some more things here today? David goes, and listen now. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. David was saying, Lord, it's your word and your spirit that comforts me. Your word is everything to me. It's my light for direction when the paths get dark, when I'm passing through the shadows of the valley. Your word is my compass. It is my GPS, better than Google, that directs me to follow my shepherd and always stay near him so that I'll never get lost or go astray. Children, we cannot find our way alone. It's not in man to guide his own footsteps. It's not. We'll make the wrong decisions in life. Okay, how many wants to learn what the rod is here today? What is the rod? Thy rod, Lord. I'll fear no evil. I don't have to be afraid. It's your rod. In a literal sense, does anyone know what a shepherd's rod was used for? So why did the shepherd always carry a rod? Now, the rod was not as long as the shepherd's staff. It was up there with a crook up here. We'll get to that. It wasn't as long. In a literal sense, why did a shepherd carry a rod with him in Bible times? A shepherd's rod was sturdy, a sturdy club that was used to fend off wild animals like lions, bears, and even thieves to protect himself and to protect his flock. A shepherd would never leave his house and enter into a field ever without his rod. Woo-hoo. It was his defense and it was his offensive weapon. That rod, Brother Ron, that he carried represented power, authority, and rulership. It symbolized God's strength to keep and protect what belongs to him. How many of you today are glad that the Lord you serve has all power to keep you?
Amen.
How many knows he'll preserve you?
Amen.
How many knows he'll protect you? I'm one of his sheep, hallelujah to God. And he will protect. Now, listen to this. A shepherd would stand at the gate with his rod, this is true, and would tap each sheep with the rod to count them as they left the corral to head out into the fields. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 15, there's 32, there's 64, oh God, there's 99, and there's 100. Let's go, sheep, to the field. He would tap him. When the day was spent and the shepherd came back, returned, he would stand at that same gate and he would tap each one of them again and count them. Again, he'd tap them to see if they were all there and to see if they were any missing. 99. Where is the 100th? Where is it?
One missing.
Or it's got one missing. Can I ask everybody in this house, are you important to God?
Yes.
I don't care if you just got saved. Just came to Jesus and got saved. You're just as important to anybody else in this whole house. One little lost lamb, one little straying sheep. God is saying, I care about that one. He stands at the gate, and as they enter, 98, 99. Where's the other?
Yep.
Where's the other one? Can I ask us all today, where's the other one?
Right.
Anybody got family members that's backslid?
Right.
Yeah.
How many's ever got dear friends?
Yes.
They used to worship beside of you.
Oh, yeah.
They used to play the music.
Right.
Holy, holy. They used to stand and testify. They used to get blessed. Where are they at right now? Where's the seat that they used to sit in? 95, 6, 7, 8, 99. Where's that other sheep? What happened? What happened to that one? What caused it to go astray? What got in its mind? What did it do to go astray? Does Jesus care?
Yes.
Where you are? God. I want to pause right here and say that the Lord does not want to lose a one of you. No matter how old or how young you are, listen, no matter how little, how weak, how unimportant or frail that you might feel like you are in your own sight, you are important to the Lord. He is your shepherd, and He don't want you hurt. He don't want to lose you. What else, Brother Tommy, is that rod used for? Anybody got an idea? It's used to correct sheep. When he saw it wandering away from the flock, going the wrong way, he would go over to a sheep that was wandering too far out. With his rod, he would firmly tap it on the side and push it and redirect it back to the flock. The shepherd's rod was not long like the staff. It was shorter, which brought him in close contact with every sheep. God wants you near him. I said, God wants you real close to Him.
Yes.
And to walk with Him. How many knows the Lord wants you to remain near and stay close to Him? They say sheep by habit. The reason they have to be led from one pasture to another, sheep has got a habit that they'll eat the grass all the way down to the ground, to the dirt. And if you do that, the grass cannot regrow. So if I got them on a mountain on this side over here, you know, for this week, this big mountain range, I got to get them off of that and take them across on the other side until this grass over here grows and comes back up. Oh, Lord. God knows. He knows everything. And they say that sheep will keep their head down grazing. Okay. All the way over here. Grass looks green here. Oh, oh boy, that tastes good. The first thing you know, you're right outside. Oh, where'd Jesus go? It ain't where he went, it's where you went. You got plumb across the fence. Listen, outside this door is drugs. Bam! It's alcohol.
Yeah.
It's rock music.
Right.
It's the world. It's lust. And you know what? I know what it's like out there. That's the reason I can preach and teach like I do, because I've tasted all of that with the goats outside, and I'd rather be with the sheep. Raise your hand and praise Him. Woo! Hey, Lord, there's joy in the midst of the people of God. There's joy being in the flock and knowing that you're part of the Lord's church. Hallelujah to God. Ah, Lord.
Sissy, tell people what Jesus means to you. Just tell them.
He's my everything. I mean, I don't know where I'd be without Him. You just, and you could sit and talk to Him. I mean, just all day if you want. I love Him and I thank Him. I appreciate Him for all He's done for me, for saving my life. I could have been, you know, lost. I could still be lost. I could be gone. I could be in hell. And I'm thankful that he cared enough to save me. I love it.
Amen. Praise the church.
Amen.
That's what this is all about. That's what this teaching's all about. Jesus wants you to stay near Him. And that rod puts Him in close contact with that sheep. Hallelujah. And when the Lord sees you a-wondering, listen now, when He sees you letting up on your prayer life and you're not reading your Bible like you used to, you're losing the desire you used to have, it won't be very long. Listen, you'll be outside.
Yep.
You'll be outside of the presence of God. So the Lord, what He wants us to remain near Him and always stay close to Him. And like I started out, be sensitive to Him when He tries to correct you. Hey, I know His rod. I honestly do. I've been there. I have felt it before. God's always brought me back because He loved me. He loved me. All right. In a spiritual sense, God wants us all to be united in the faith and stay in the confines of His holy word. Therein are you saved, and thereby you're preserved. Being in the Lord's fold is the best and the safest place you'll ever be. When you're alone, and you drift away from the shepherd, you drift away from the comfort and the safety of His fold, you'll lose your way. And you'll be a victim, become a victim to the deceitfulness of sin.
Yes.
That's the reason people pick up things of the world.
Right.
They're not sensitive to God.
Right.
What then? I can tell you right now, the wolves of this world are howling. They're howling right now to lure people away. You don't want to go out there. Can you say, I don't want to lose my way, teacher, and die without my Lord?
Right.
Oh, God, I'm going to close it right here. Jesus.